USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows failed to appear before a deposition before a committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riots. His hearing was scheduled to begin at 10 o'clock, but a few minutes past 10, committee staff and investigators exited the room. Meadows' attorney, George Terwilliger, suggested his client may not cooperate. He said that Meadows wants a court to resolve Trump's claim of executive privilege before cooperating with the investigation. White House officials said that Terwilliger is wrong on both the facts and the law. On Thursday, a federal appeals court temporarily blocked the National Archives from releasing Trump's White House records ahead of oral arguments for Trump's appeal, which is scheduled for November 30th. Former Trump aide Steve Bannon was held in contempt of Congress for his refusal to comply with the committee's subpoena. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, and they're worried they're stuck with it. One that costs too much or doesn't meet their needs, or for whatever reason, they're just not happy with it. If that is you, some great news. There really is another choice. It's called MediShare, and it's such a great option, especially if you're self-employed, changing jobs, or part of the gig economy. Here's what you get when you switch to MediShare. First, huge savings. The typical family saves $500 a month. You also get a massive doctor network, or you can just use the doctor of your choice, or MediShare's free 24/7 telehealth option. And you get to be part of something you can believe in. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. No wonder MediShare gets double the customer satisfaction ratings compared with typical health insurance. So no, you are not stuck. You've got a great alternative. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A judge in Los Angeles has officially ended Britney Spears' conservatorship. The decision comes more than a month after a judge suspended Britney Spears' father, Jamie Spears, as her conservator. Spears has been working to end her conservatorship for more than a year, accusing Jamie Spears of conservator abuse, including using her estate and finances for his own benefit and attempting to control her career and personal life. Her father became her legal guardian in 2008, taking over all her financial decisions during mental health concerns at the time. Jamie Spears fought his daughter in court until last August, when he then finally agreed to step down as her conservator. Britney Spears supporters gathered outside the courthouse, cheering and throwing confetti when they learned of the judge's decision. Spears posted a video from the crowd on Instagram, writing, "I think I'm going to cry the rest of the day. Best day ever. Best day ever. Praise the Lord." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
The Wisconsin judge presiding over the homicide trial of Kyle Rittenhouse said he's thinking of allowing the jury to consider lesser charges when they enter deliberations next. Kenosha County Circuit Judge Bruce Schroeder told attorneys he'll let them know his decision on Saturday. He explained to Rittenhouse, who's 18, what allowing lesser charges would mean for his case. Rittenhouse is on trial for the shooting deaths of Joseph Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber and injuring another man on August 25, 2020, during protests related to the shooting of Jacob Blake. Prosecutors argued that Rittenhouse acted recklessly by attending the protest with an AR-15-style rifle, inciting fear and violence in those around him. Defense attorneys, however, said their client fired his gun in self-defense. The current high price of gas has people worried about inflation.
According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of gasoline is just under $3.43 a gallon nationwide. Prices are up $1.30 since 2020, and all that being said, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says she has nothing new regarding what the Biden administration is going to do to lower the prices at the pump.
The message to Americans is that we're not just closely and directly monitoring the situation, which of course we've been doing, but we're looking at every tool in our arsenal. You mentioned some of them. Well, I don't have anything to preview today. The president is quite focused on this, as is the economic team.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.